Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 596. We're beginning Abayis lesson number 10 about understanding the evil inclination, the Yetzahara. And Rav Moshe Shechadowitz said he heard a wonderful metaphor which illustrates how the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, is considered Toiv Ma'od by one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham of our generation. He doesn't say who it was. But he says he remembers that in the Russian army there were many different ranks of soldiers. And in order to achieve the status of general, you had to pass an extremely difficult training protocol, work for years in the army, slowly advancing from rank to rank, until you would perhaps one day be awarded the status of a general. One who achieves this great honor would keep the title his entire life, even after he no longer was in active service, he was honored to be a general. However, there were times where the army required a special job done by a general who had unique abilities. When there was no active general that met the requirements, the army would take a qualified soldier who was not a general and make him an honorary general for the sake of that job, an honorary general. But when the job was finished, he would return to his regular status as a regular soldier and lose his temporary appointment as general. That is the Kavanah of the Chazal, he explained, about the Yetzirah being Toiv Ma'od. It's very, very good. The Yetzirah was created for the specific goal of allowing man to interact with the physical world which Hashem desired. Hashem wants him to be involved in the world. So the Yetzirah gains the status of this temporary honorary general. After it does its job, then you remove the Yetzirah's inclination and it goes back to its regular place that it doesn't leave its boundaries. You see, the Yetzirah is called Ra. That's the interesting part. It's Toiv Ma'od. The Chazal say it's very, very good, the Yetzirah. But the title of the entity of Yetzirah that Hashem created is Ra. And the Maral in the Sivas Oilon, the Siv Koyach HaYetzir, Perek Dalet, says so. Hare Yetzirah Mitzachu Toiv. It has a perspective of good. Through that Yetzirah, a man is able to marry a woman and have children. So therefore, when it was still not created, it was fulfilling that it should be created, because the Yetzirah is created for the good of the world. But the evil inclination itself is evil. So the question is what's so evil about it, right? What is so evil about it? So he explains, the Maral explains, in Koyach HaYetzer Perek Gimel, as follows. It says, basically, that someone asked, said to Alexander the Great, what should a person do in order to live? And he asked them, and the Chachamim said he should kill himself. And then he asked them, what should a person do to kill himself? And he answered, he should make himself alive, or give himself life. So what does this mean? This means that when a person follows his evil inclination, gives his life and body life as he fills his physical desires, he's killing himself because the Yetzirah is controlling him. And that will lead to Chas V'Shalom Misa and the Satan starting up with him. The opposite of this is he kills himself, meaning he does not run after physical desires, and then the Yetzirah will leave them. So, but he says, very important. What does this mean? Eina kavana poyal inui legarmi does not mean that you cause yourself physical suffering. Kidavaze einoi. That's not true. Sha'azei nafshe b'shleimus gamkein. Then your soul is not in completion either. In other words, you need the Yetzirah to complete the neshama too. Right, Aval Misha Einoi Baltaiva Yesera, what it means is he's not excessively involved in physicality. And that you call in Yonei Nimshecha Tavas Gufnius. Because if a person is engulfed totally in physical pleasures, Davaze Bevade Mevi Loyamisa, that will bring him death. Which means, again, the same idea. It's not an end in and of itself, then it's really Ra. When someone pursues physical pleasures as an end in and of itself, it is Ra. But because a man has to unify his soul, his spiritual soul, with his physical body, to bring them both to Olam Haba, like the Derech Hashem, the Ramchal says in Chelek Aleph Perek Gimel. And at some point, the physical body, we paskin like that, the Ramban, and the Baal Shem Tev, it's Mekobel, that the Guf, refined, will also come back and will have Anah. But the bottom line is the body, and because it runs after physical pleasures by nature, it can't relate to the Neshama. So they have to have this medium. So it's a mistake to ignore the Yetzer Hara. We need to use it properly. So that's the idea, the balance, to use the balance of the Yetzer Hara properly. Another aspect of very good, the Shelo HaKadosh brings, that the challenge leads to another aspect which is very good, because he gets much more reward when he overcomes those challenges. The Shelo HaKadosh in Shara Isis, Ice Yud, which is Yetzer Tov, Yud Gimel. He says that the attention to the Yetzer Hara is double good, which means that it does entice him to do wrong things. But then you have a question, do I listen to the Rav or do I listen to the Talmud? Do I listen to my body or do I listen to my Neshama, which means to Hashem, who is telling my Neshama to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. So that's what it means, tov ma'od, ma'od ze Yetzer Hara. It's very good means the Yetzer Hara, because even the Yetzer of a person is for the intent of good. You serve him with both your hearts. And the Maral also says in Asif Avodah Perek Dalet, through the Yetzer Hara he'll acquire a greatness. Mala Eitzel Bachur Yisol Shasin Litin Reach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's such a mila that young men will have a beautiful smell in front of Hashem, a Reach Nichayach VaHashem. What does a smell mean? And the Maral explains. That the idea being that when they're goyver on the Yetzer Hara, and a reyach, a good, beautiful smell, is those who control the Yetzer Haras, and they become beautiful in their name, they become nachas ruach to Hashem, and nothing, all these good deeds are not hidden from them. And that's what a gibber is. A gibber is a baal shem. A gibber controls his Yetzer Hara in the most beautiful way. So now we're going to talk about how we deal with this in the proper use pertaining to intimacy. Everything Hashem created in this world is for the sake of His glory. L'kvaydei nivra. The Yetzer Hara is no exception. The Yetzer Hara was created, and we need to use that Yetzer Hara to honor Hashem. The Zohar explains, the Zohar Bereishis Daf Mem Tes, that how do you bring the kvayd with the Yetzer Hara? How do you give a kvayd to Hashem with the Yetzer Hara? You use it the healthy way with the man's physical desire for a woman and vice versa. He's saying that the good inclination was created for itself. And fascinating. Yetzer Hara, what was the Yetzer Hara created for? Again, it's going and pertaining to physical intimacy. Lis'ara legaba nukve, to arouse it towards his wife. Again, the Tema Devira brings it down. Mitzad ze yo'er. So you awaken the Yetzer Hara and focus it to channel it towards one's wife in a healthy way. So the Yetzer Hara was created for its own sake, to inspire a person to be good, to inspire him to be even better. The Yetzer Hara was not created for itself intrinsically, but to bring a man to unify with his wife. No animal has the ability to do this. No animal has the ability to unify with their mate. They just have a simple desire which leads them to procreation. Even those animals like a pigeon, a yaina, or a penguin, or others, that there are animals that stick to one mate for life. That's not the essence of yichud. That's a mushel. It's similar to the way Hashem implanted derech eretz in a tarnagoyel, derech eretz in a rooster. How he planted the work ethic and staying away from theft from an ant. Tznius from a cat, and so on and so forth. These are not that they are be'etzim tznu. It's not like a cat is tznius dick, but it is a simon that Hashem placed that we could learn from. So the yoina and other animals that stick to one mate is for Hashem to teach us a lesson from them to follow that lead. Eina chanami. But they themselves have no intrinsic unification with their mate. Only a human being has it. This Simcha, this awakening, leads to what is called chedva, The word chedva is connected to this. The Zohar says there, one will not unify with a wife nor a wife to her husband unless there is a complete unification that where the Yetzirah is awakened, and by doing so, they will connect one to the other, they will bind one to the other, and kivan diskasher dabada, and as they connect with one with one, kedain is ariyetzer toiv the iu chedva. Then the yetzer toiv is awakened. That is chedva, va'aisi lo legabe, and brings her to him through this chedva. Now the desire is explaining that the yetzer hara's job is essentially part of unifying the couple, brings a new awakening of a new yetzer toiv, which is called chedva. The Malbim in Tilim Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Zion, says that chedva is a specific spiritual pleasure. The word of chedva, the shayrish of chedva, is the word chad, which means one, a joy of unification. The Stipler says we could understand this with a threefold process. Number one, it begins with a couple allowing their Yetzirah, their quote-unquote evil inclination, to become that honorary general, using that power to bring them to a complete physical unification. And of course, as we explained in Lesson 4, that intimacy has to rest on a unifying connection of an emotional love, which also incorporates physical desire. So again, physical desire, and uniquely just for that, a couple will deteriorate. It has to have an emotional unifying connection behind it. But the idea is, though, it does waken that physical desire, that even when that physical desire is not there, other parts of the day, in the nida period, whenever it is, the unifying love remains and they achieve that high level of chedva. Then the Yetzirah is removed and the couple goes to the higher level, which is the unifying of two bodies, that they could receive that completion of chedva. That's the idea behind it. And then they embrace each other in that unification. And that is what Kedoshim Tiyu means. That is true holiness. Holiness is when there's an exact relationship of these three aspects: the emotional love, the physical desire, the spiritual unity is complete in the individual, each individual, and in the couple. So the word chedva, which is very difficult to describe by words because there's so many words for simcha gila, rina, ditza, v'chedva. So chedva is the idea of having the physical pleasure and sexual connection create a higher unity and a higher simcha of a transcendent shalom bayis, which is in the word chedva, which is a oneness that it will be brought, that will bring the couple together. So this is a very, very important yesod. And the idea being over here is to remember, again, the whole concept of everything we're discussing here is the idea of balance. A balance of using the Yetzirah in the wise way, the way Hashem wants you to use it. Hashem wants you to enjoy it. It could be a tremendous amount of enjoying both the eating and any type of physical pleasure, including the physical sexual pleasure. It's meant to have a tainik. It's meant to enjoy. But again, we had very many different angles of it. One is to give you peace of mind to serve Hashem with a joy and with a simcha, and also to lead to the spiritual connection. The physical desire, again, has to be based on an emotional connection and on a spiritual connection of souls. When you do that and it's in a healthy balance, then that physical pleasure and the sexual connection becomes toiv ma'id, very, very good, and it leads to that chedva, that higher level of simcha and unity. Bracha v'atzlacha.